We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back to the second guest show. Mike DeTella, Bobby Hebert, live from the Silver Slipper Casino, beachside right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. Come on by and visit us. Bobby J and I'll be on until 6:30 tonight. And then we'll throw it to the Saints Radio Network right here on the Big 870. And it'll be the Rouse's Markets Coaches Show with head coach Sean Payton. Zach Streif will join us. And also, Coach Payton's guest tonight will be former Saint and pass rush specialist Brian Young.
Yeah, after those 9 sacks, I mean, man, come on.
Brian looks like he can still play.
Yes, yeah. And, you know, he is a pass rush specialist because Sean Payton's first game as the head coach of the Saints, he had three sacks against the Cleveland Browns.
Yep.
So he knows a little bit about rushing and passing.
With us now, like he joins us, other than last week when he was vacationing out in, where you were, in Paris, France, or Paris, Texas? Paris, Texas.
He
told me it was Paris. So
Paris,
you know,
Paris,
so I took my shot.
Paris and the French Riviera and all that.
Mr. Dave Hilbert. Dave.
Oh, yeah. Great to be here. Great to be
Dave,
here.
Dave, man, just a great run for, I know we're in Mississippi, but a great run for Louisiana sports. When you think about Saints, LSU, University of Louisiana, Raging Cajuns, Louisiana Tech, both Nicholls State and Southeastern advancing into the playoffs. And Tulane's got has a shot to possibly be in a bowl game. So, man, it's been a great run.
No, it's been great. And then watch poor Alabama lose and see Saban crying.
Yeah, don't be talking about that. you know what happened on my end with Alabama.
This past Saturday, I'm sorry, at the stage bar here with the Alabama doubleheader, Alabama, and then LSU game on. I mean, it was wild in here. We even had a local celebrity up here. Not it wasn't Taysom Hill. Scoot from WBL was sitting up here at the stage bar watching the LSU game.
Okay.
But that was good. Glad he came by.
And I got to talk to Stu. He was watching his son at Nicholls State. And, you know, Stu's right down the road here.
He manages Buccaneer State Park.
And so you'll get an opportunity, a freshman wide receiver on the team. So he's going to get an opportunity one day. And another great performance by Chase Forcade and Nicholls State. Now they're going to go to North Dakota and play. And, man, the champs.
Wow.
North Dakota State. Man, that's been a juggernaut team.
Well, the only thing is you're playing in Fargo, North Dakota, but they have an indoor facility. So you're not dealing with inclement weather. So if you're coming to play, it's not like, oh, man, how are we going to handle the weather? No, it's a dome atmosphere, kind of like if you'd be going to play against the Vikings right now. So it's kind of, you know, the college version of that when the Saints
go
to Minnesota.
You know, Frank and Southeastern, they go to Montana.
Now, that's outside. they have Hell's Canyon right there at University of Montana in Missoula. My best friend, Mike Hagan, you know, God rest his soul. He passed away 4 years ago. He went to University of Montana. Northwest Louisiana played a game against Montana. You can't have a more passionate fan base. I still call it 1AA. Mike, it was like crazy. And when that wind comes through that canyon, it's like you think you're on the lakefront and you're on the South Shore with a north cold front coming through. That wind is like, I don't know, it's like a tropical storm force. It's like 30, 40 miles an hour.
That bad boy cut you.
So Southeastern, to me, has to deal with the inclement weather and not necessarily the Colonels having to play against North Dakota State Bison. So, but Dave, what do you think about where LSU's at right now, considering, I mean, it's been kind of their second home. When you look at the SEC championship, even though it's in Georgia's backyard, the LSU Tigers have had their number. If you look at it, 6 appearances in the title game since the inception in 92, and the Tigers are 4-1, you know, against the Georgia Bulldogs. So
No, so it's going to be a battle, but I think LSU's going to take care of it. But
I think
Georgia's coming for it. They're going to be a tougher game than we had this past week with A&M.
Come on, it's got to be a tougher game. A&M, they look like a fighter that got spun around the ring. again, when you get hit like that so quickly, it's how you respond. But I do say this, in watching LSU, that was the best defensive performance all year long.
Start to finish.
So listen, if you're going to hit your stride, wouldn't you want to do it now?
Yes, you peak in at the right time. You consider now SEC, you close out the season against A&M, senior night, and then you got the SEC championship in the playoffs. Hell yeah, this one, you want the defense obviously dominating, and because the offense is going to be dominant. So, no, it could be a really special season. Now, it's a tough gauntlet. Because when you look, you got Clemson involved, Ohio State. This is going to be interesting to see who's going to be that fourth team, whether it's Oklahoma, Utah, Baylor. I mean, Alabama, you know what? They're out.
You know, it's going to be interesting to see when the bowl thing comes together. Do you take the three-loss Auburn team or the two-loss Alabama?
Now, that's interesting, Mike. You know, when you look at
every once in a while, I come up with one.
You know,
if you were a bowl, you know, deal.
Well, you'd have to take Auburn because they beat them head-to-head, even though with the three losses. Would that be the case because they beat them head-to-head? Count for something?
You're worried about how many people can bring to the game.
Well, the Auburn people are going to travel.
They're going to travel. I think they'll travel to a game. So they may be more attractive at this point.
Because they're optimistic because they just beat Alabama and to travel. Now, Dave, looking at the Saints, were you biting your fingernails? All I know is at the end of the game I had a headache. I shouldn't have a headache, and my head's killing me. I go, how did we barely win? The Saints should have won by 3 touchdowns against Atlanta.
Too much tryptophan from the team.
I'm like,
too much.
God, onside kick. Can we put Taysom Hill on the onside kick? I mean,
was he not even in there? I didn't even notice.
Well, he wasn't an up back, but they got Alvin Kamara. I mean, Alvin Kamara don't want to be on that team.
No.
I mean, you got to be aggressive to the ball. Listen, this is unbelievable in the NFL that I want to say now, Mike, we've had 4 onside kicks. I know one didn't count because they were offsides, but still, it was so close. We can't even freaking recover an onside kick. We're 0-4.
4.
What? That? Listen, they might be working an onside kick for an hour. And, I tell you what, if they don't turn that around, somebody's getting fired.
Well, Michael Thomas, he was right there, too. And I saw he was like, man, I don't want to go in front of that number 45 coming
out. Now, you have limited roster spots, but you got to put somebody in there that's going to be aggressive and has good enough hands. Because, listen, it's amazing. What Atlanta did, it's a copycat league, and it could come down to
that. Everybody's going to try to do
it. They're going to try and do that same onside kick. Now,
you saw the Patriots last night. The guy didn't come up with it, but it was perfect. No, he just got to catch the ball. They would have stole a game away from the Texans that the Texans dominated.
Now, the Korean kicker of Atlanta, Koo, but he missed an extra point, a field goal, but he was a hell of a – he might be the best onside kicker in the history of the NFL.
He's a trick shot kicker.
Oh, when he was doing those onside kicks, it was like, man, this is like awesome. This is how you want to do it. This is how you draw it up. But, no, it shouldn't even have come down to that. I'm like, man, how can we even be worried about this game? The Saints should have –
And that's a schematics thing, too, up front, of how you block it.
The strategy.
Around that has to be done. Tell everybody a little bit about Christmas holidays coming around, what's happening here, entertainment at the Slipper.
Well, we're going to be giving away another Ford Ranger the last Saturday in December, because it's December 28th. We gave away a Ford Ranger this past Saturday. Carl from Carrier, Mississippi, won it. So we have great entertainment every weekend, Friday, Saturday night on the stage bar. Have Adel Fats Jackson and his tribute to Fats the Domino again.
Man, he's good.
He is good.
He's
man.
Good. He is. He really is.
Carrying on Fats the Domino's tradition. And then we have our football squares every Monday night through the season. And we have the radio show all the way through the Monday after the Super Bowl.
Yep. Monday after the
Super Bowl. So what's happening here for Christmas Day?
We have Christmas Day in the buffet. We have your traditional kind of like the Thanksgiving type meal. We got the turkey and things like that. So and it's always – We always get really crowded here on Christmas Day. It's a lot of fun watching the football.
Got a lot of traffic the week before. A lot of people get that time off.
Yep, get the time off.
So, listen, come on by and do a little gaming. You can watch the games. Here they have the big screen, and also if you're doing a little bit of gaming, they got it on the little screen.
Yeah, every slot machine has a little screen to watch the game on.
Well, and if you want to see Dave in a thong, you might have to wait.
Better not do it tonight.
No, you're gonna have to wait till the springtime by the pool.
No, the hot
I did see Seinfeld about that shrinkage.
The hot tub's open though.
The hot tub's open. If the hot tub's on, watch out. The Dave might make a celebrity appearance.
Dave.
He make a celebrity appearance.
Me and Scoot.
Boy. All right. Dave, thanks so much.
Oh, come on down to the Slipper.
Come on down to the Silver Slipper. Give it up for Dave Hilbert. We'll be back with more Second Guess. Back here on the Second Guest Show, Mike DeTillia, Bobby Hebert, live from the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. We're going to go to telephone lines. We're going to go to Big John in Mid-City. Big John, you're in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Hey, Big John, what you got, man?
Hey, how y'all doing? Excellent post-Thanksgiving afternoon. What a week of football this was, huh?
Yes, super.
You know, I had the privilege of watching Matthews' famous son, Tommy Hodson, when I was a student at LSU. And I know there were plenty who got to watch the likes of Burt Jones, Alan Richard, David Woodley, Rohan Davey, Jamarcus, Matt Mark, Matt Ryan. But I think that I'm on pretty solid ground when I say that Joe Burrow is the best quarterback ever to play at LSU. And I realize
I would agree with that.
Yeah, now, I
didn't live long enough to see Y.A. Tittle. I didn't see him, but I would agree with you. Because if there's an argument, it's Tittle.
Well, no, you know why is that an argument, Mike? Because I think Joe Burrow is as tough as Y.A. Tittle.
Well, he might be.
Because look, all the intangibles, what he has besides his mind and how he could throw for all those yardage. I remember, and I'll never forget this, Big John, he got the crap knocked out of him on the sideline against Auburn. You know, talk about helmet to helmet and all that? Joe Burrow popped up. I guarantee his bell was rung.
Yeah.
He acted like it didn't even happen. When I saw that, I'm like, whoa. I'm thinking that's at a different level.
Bobby, you know that picture of Y.A. who's kneeling on the field with blood streaming down his bald head, and it looked like he'd given his last best measure of football?
Right.
You could easily put Joe Burrow in that pose and not be wrong doing that.
And why he was an old man, because I talked to him about that. He said, I was an old pops when that day popped me that day to do it.
But that's the personality.
Yes.
Joe Burrow is like reincarnated Y.A. Tittle.
I agree.
With even a higher skill set.
Yeah.
You know, I think in looking at Burrow, you're seeing a kid that came to LSU with a big, giant chip on his shoulder, not toward the game and not toward LSU or anything, but toward the circumstances that he went through at Ohio State.
Right.
And I think he took that chip on his shoulder, he turned it into motivation, and he just simply immersed himself in the culture. What you saw in the back of his jersey the other night was just simply representative of the fact that he bought in to the entire culture and life of LSU and a desire to become what he is now, which is the best quarterback in all of college football today. And I think that barring some last-minute push from the Eastern sports writers to anoint J.K. Dobbins or Justin Fields the way they did Charles Woodson about 20 years ago, Joe Burrow's going to be the second Heisman Trophy winner out of LSU.
He's going to be the second Heisman Trophy. You heard the push last week from people at Fox about Chase Young. That was their push. And where was Chase Young Saturday? Ohio State won.
Yeah, but what did he do against
Chase Young?
He got absolutely shut out in the first half.
Chase who? Okay.
Yeah, Chase who, right.
Now, he's a good player. And I don't want to take nothing away from him. He's a good player, but come on. The Heisman Trophy, that belongs to Joe Burrow.
Yeah, and by the way, guys, and y'all said it already, but I'm going to say it again. How about a big welcome back to the LSU defense? which looked like it woke up from a season-long slumber. Boy, did they have a roar alive against the Aggies. And if I'm Kirby Smart, and I got DeAndre Swift, who's hurting with a bad shoulder, and George Pickens, who's out of the first half for being a knucklehead, I'm very nervous going against an LSU defense that, you know, I think what happened is that LSU's drop in the playoff rankings, and the reason that those idiots at the committee gave was taken very personally by Dave Aranda and his players.
Well, you know, Big John, when I look at the SEC championship, and what would really be a big feather in LSU's cap, obviously Joe Burrow, I think he can exploit that defense passing the football. But when you look at overall, boy, can somewhat Edwards-Helaire, can they run the ball? You know, Georgia's only given up, when you look at it, 71 yards a game. Even if you have like 120 yards rushing, that type of game.
You win, big.
Oh, yeah, exactly. You look like second, Mike. They're only giving up 10.4, but they haven't played LSU-type offense. So when I look at where Georgia's at right now, even though Joe Burrow can exploit that secondary, still you can't pass every down. So I can tell you right now, that would definitely be a double-digit victory. If LSU somewhat runs against Georgia, Georgia has no chance to win this game.
Let me go over to the Saints, if you don't mind. And if I'm Sean Payton, I'm burning the post-midnight oil trying to deal with the 49ers front four. Because, you know, they did a number on Aaron Rodgers 2 weeks ago, and they weren't that bad against Lamar Jackson and the Ravens. So I think that if the Saints are going to have to commit to the run and keep Drew off the carpet and look for more ways to bring Taysom Hill into the offense, much the same way that Lamar Jackson was in the offense against the 49ers yesterday. I'm going to tell you this. I think that this game is really going to position the Saints in the playoffs, okay? I mean, I know that San Francisco's not yet won their division, but they are the division leaders as of this moment. And going into playing them this Sunday, it's going to be the winner of this game is really going to be the number one seed in the playoffs going into the postseason.
I agree with you. Another thing, Big John, I was impressed with San Francisco yesterday. They weren't intimidated by the Ravens. On the road, that type weather. And you know what? They lost, but it was no intimidation factor by them.
No.
And that group has not been in a lot of big games as a group together. And I was impressed with how they handled that. Even though they lost the game, of how they handled everything all the way around, they looked like they had walked down that aisle before. We'll find out.
They look like a lunch pail group is what they look like. They really look like they were guys that just simply put on their hard hats and went to work against the Ravens and damn near pulled it off.
Yep.
Well, and you look at it, Mike, how you pronounce his last name? Raheem Mostert?
Mostert,
146 yards rushing. I can tell you right now, the Saints aren't winning if he has that kind of game against the Saints.
Not a chance.
No,
not
I'm telling you, we got to make Jimmy Garoppolo
make
beat us.
Make him be the guy to do it.
Yeah, we cannot let – because if they can run the ball, that you know, control the environment and all, Jimmy G will have success. First things first, and Big John, I think you agree with that, we got to stop them from running the ball because that's what Shanahan wants to do.
Yep.
He wants to utilize play action. And I think, less of Drew might be more. What I mean by that, Taysom Hill, come on, how can we not utilize DeSean Jackson and Lamar Jackson and his ability with Taysom Hill and those type plays? So this could be a Taysom Hill kind of game, and nothing against Drew trying to keep that 49er defense off balance. I mean, because when you look at what the Ravens did, they didn't gash them. When they had success, really they outflanked
them.
They outflanked them to when you look on the edge and they do utilize and play action. Because really, with inclement weather, who really threw the football in this day and age? Nobody. But when I look at Lamar Jackson rushing for over 100 yards, and I'm looking as a starter that they're 12-0, that being the Ravens, when he rushes for at least 70 yards, and he also made NFL history to have 400-yard rushing games in a season. So it was a Ravens tight game, but you could see how it can go. And they trust their kicker in Tucker. You look at the turnover margin is going to come into play. And I'm going to break this down later on the week, Big John. But it's truly going to be like giveaway, takeaways, and all that, and what's going to happen. One thing I love about the Saints is that we have not given away the football. And I think that's going to be critical against the 49ers because we're both on the plus side. If you look at the plus side, turnover margin, so we're going to live by the field position. And listen, this will be a playoff game before the playoffs. I mean, I think it's going to be that impactful. And I know the Who Dat Nation is going to show up. But it's a great weekend of football. You got the SEC Championship. And we have a 12 noon game. But I think the atmosphere is going to be unbelievable come 12 noon.
Which team can play in their lane of traffic offensively? Because you know what the 49ers want to do. They want to run the ball.
Yes.
And then they'll do the little play action and have Jimmy G throw it downfield to the receiver or to the tight end. Now, Kittle's really good. And he's a really good inline blocker, too. Man, he's an all-around tight end. But they set everything up with their rushing attack. So the Saints have got to be able to be stout against the running, against the 49ers, because that's what Shanahan wants to do. He wants to set that up so then Garoppolo can do the play action, and it's much more effective.
Well, that's why we got to make the 49ers one-dimensional. If we don't, then we could be in trouble. But this is what we're hoping for. Now we're tied with the best record at 10-2. And listen, we beat them head-to-head, kind of like with the Seahawks. Beat them head-to-head. You're in the driver's seat.
Big John, thanks so much for the call, buddy. We appreciate
it.
And we'll be back with more Second Guess and Tim Rebo, head football coach at Nicholls State, right after this break on the Big 870. Back here on the Second Guest Show, Mike DeTellier, Bobby Hebert, live from the Silver Slipper Casino, beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. On the line with us now, the head football coach of the Nicholls State Fighting Colonels, Tim Rebo. This segment is brought to you weekly by the sports medicine team of Thibodaux Regional Medical Center, Rouse's Markets, and also First American Bank. Timmy, congratulations. Big win, 24-6 over North Dakota. And now you're headed up north. But, man, you guys, really, you played that game in your lane of traffic. You were able to run the football effectively. And when you needed a big play in the passing game, number five knows how to get open.
Yeah, thanks, Mike. It's really good. Let me tell you, man, it's good to be working into December.
That's
like
right, in December.
When you're at the FCS level, man, you get these extra weeks. It's a bonus. But I thought our guys played well on both sides of the ball and across the line of scrimmage. Again, you know how we always talk about that. We won it at the line of scrimmage, and anytime you can rush for 300 yards, and we only threw it 16 times, but Chase was 14 for 16, so he's very, very efficient.
Now, when you look at it, Coach Rebo rolled up 481 yards of offense, but 316 of it rushing. I mean, are y'all kind of like the Baltimore Ravens or the way you structured? I'm looking at – I'm watching that Ravens 49ers game. Boy, if you could control and win it in the trenches, and, boy, can you run the ball and maybe utilize, you know, play action or in the passing game? Because when you look at it, Chase – I mean, talk about efficiency. He only threw 16 passes, but being 14 to 16, like Mike mentioned, then you look with his feet, 46 yards rushing. Boy, it seems like you have a winning formula right there and playing close to the vest, so to speak, and not throwing the ball 50 times a game. But I thought that was a great game plan. Would that be maybe something you can utilize against North Dakota State or what? Considering we all know about their track record being the number one seed, but I know you got to be encouraged playing in the Fargo Dome, that you're not dealing with a 20-something degree temperature and playing in a controlled environment.
Yeah, I thought running the football is something that we like to do. I think we got three really good running backs that can get it going. And, you know, we were a little concerned. Our starting right tackle was out this game. And we had to move some guys around, and we moved Mikael Hill to tackle, and Zach Trahan got his first start at guard. And once we got it rolling, let me tell you this, it's all a numbers game. And when you got number five out wide and they have to double him and take a guy out of the box. And that's what Chase, I thought, did a good job of checking us into the run and getting us in the pass. It was just perfect setup for us.
Coach, one of the things is two guys came up big on the defensive side of the football. Again, we can talk about Sully all the time, but Jarius Monroe, seven tackles in the game, and also Kevin Moore. Man, he's been a consistent guy for you all season long in run defense and also in the pass coverage part of the game.
Yeah, Mike, we knew this. They had some big receivers. We talked about it last week. 6'4". I thought those guys were physical. I thought there was a lot of pushing and tugging on both sides. And I got to tell you, the referees let us play. And you kind of like that. I thought they pushed off a couple times, but I thought we got away with some pulls also. But those guys came big. We were hanging all over them several times, and they were making catches. And we said, hey, we just got to stay in there and stay in there. Jarius came up big. Darren Evans also on the other side. He had five pass breakups. He did a real good job. And Kevin Moore, what can you say about him? He's always around the ball. He got the interception, and we kept him out of the end zone, held him to two field goals.
And now, Coach Rebo, talking about the holding of the two field goals, I thought this had to be frustrating for the staff and the coach at the North Dakota, that it was the first time that they did not score a touchdown against an FCS opponent since 2014. So you're talking about a handful of years. So anytime, to me, I think you would take this approach. You hold an opponent to 6 points. Shame on you if you don't win, if you're able to do that.
Exactly right. And, Bobby, you know this. We held them to 44 yards rushing. And they like to run the football. And once you can make them one-dimensional and having to throw it, I was feeling pretty good about our defense.
One thing, Coach, that quarterback, he was a little bit more mobile than I thought he was. You know, he got away because there was some pressure on him, and he was able to elude some of it some of the time. But he was a little better athlete than I thought he would.
Yeah, and you know, I thought they had a good game plan. It was to get rid of the ball quick.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, sometimes it was 2 seconds, and he was getting the ball out of his hands. But the one big time he didn't, he held it a little too long, and number 55 got the sack, the strip, and we got the fumble on the 1 yard line, which is a big part of the game.
Now, Coach Rebo, you look at your time at task with the Nicholls State Colonels, three straight playoff appearances. This is going to be the second trip to the second round of the playoffs. I know you want to continue to fight on and be national champs, but it just shows you what you brought on board is stability with the program and obviously the support you're getting from the fan base at Nicholls State and Thibodaux.
Yeah, I thought the fan base that came out in support, the crowd was fantastic on Saturday. And I told our team that we fed off that crowd, and we made it a home field advantage. You work hard to get a home game, and our players took advantage of that. And now we have to go on the road, and we got to play in a tough venue. We know that. I know that track record. Our guys know that. But I think this team is built for this situation. We've been working for 4 years. We've been in some big venues and some big games, and we just got to go there and play our game.
Coach, one of the things last year on that red turf, how momentum swung so much. You guys had a lead. You fixing to go in with a bigger lead at halftime.
That was at Eastern Washington,
and
right? Yeah.
You get a kick blocked, and they run it back all the way. It goes to show those little bitty things. And that's why I always talk to you about special teams. I talk to your brother about it. He's fixing to become a charter member, like a special teams coach. No, we try to distract the officials as much as we can. But on that part, the special teams part of the game against this team is going to be so important. You can't let them win that part of the battle because it could be that close, and that could swing the tide. We saw it last year.
That's right. And how many times y'all always talk about the hidden yardage in the kicking game in that field position? And there's nothing like a momentum of a block kick. And we tried to hang on as long as we could in the third quarter last year, and we just couldn't. That momentum got us in the fourth quarter. So it was big. But hopefully going into that situation last year, our guys can draw from some of the past experiences of that and be a little better this year.
Now, Coach Rebo, we talked about running the ball, that when you have 316 yards rushing, we've talked about week in and week out with Julian Gums. Rushed for 172 yards on 16 carries. That was, what, 6 yards shy of his career high. But he did break a single-season rushing record with Figueroa getting 1,103 yards. That was set by him. And I'm looking, it was his fifth 100-plus rushing game of the season. But just even talk about, because we talked about Julian Gumbs, but how about Dontrell Taylor? He also rushed for 95 yards and a touchdown. So I think that has to be significant to have that 1-2 punch and able to get it done with not just one guy.
Yeah, Dontrell has been banged up all year, and to see him come back was really exciting for him. He gives us a little different dimension. Julian is more of that inside guy, and he can pound it and run over you. And Dontrell has a little bit of that spark, a little bit of shiftiness, and I was glad to see him back and get in the end zone. And let me tell you what he does. He is so good in that third down in the protection in the passing game also, which, you can't put a price tag on right. that neither.
Coach, congratulations to you. Get to the second round. But I'm going to be honest with you. This is the biggest game in Nicholls State history. You guys on the road. And, man, bring home that W for the Colonels, for your football team, and for Nicholls State.
Okay, man. Mike, thank you. Bobby, I appreciate all you do, man. All
Thanks right, a coach lot, Coach. Rebo. Coach Tim Rebo, the head football coach at Nicholls State University. This segment is brought to you weekly by the sports medicine team of Thibodaux Regional Medical Center, Rouse's Markets, and also First American Bank. We'll be back with more Second Guess.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.